Yeah, Dan, thank you very much for this kind introduction. And I would like to welcome all of you to this workshop on scientific writing. We started this 2 years ago in Dubrovnik, not for the trainees, but for everybody. And now it's included in this trainee workshop. And I think you are the future of our profession. And knowledge which you gain during your daily work has to be published, because the others need your knowledge, need your experiences, need your scientific ideas, and they should be carried on. And a good idea to carry this on is write a paper. When you look into this diagram, you see the paper flow from 2007 till July 2014, and there's this increasing number of papers. There's this increasing number of papers, and when we started, when I took over in 2007, we had about 200 papers coming in a year. In 2013, we had more than 700 papers, and in 2014, we expect more than 800 papers. These papers are submitted, and we have to take care of these papers. And when we look, have a look into the countries submitting these papers, we get the impression that we don't run a European journal, but an international journal, because you see the numbers, many papers coming in from Brazil, for example, from China, from India, Japan, Korea, USA. Of course, the European countries are pretty strong as well. And Germany is quite strong, 33 submissions. Then we've got Italy, 40 submissions. We have the Netherlands, 11. Spain, 17. Turkey, 46. United Kingdom, 12. So we have an increasing number of papers coming in, and due to this nice impact factor we have, it's now 2.59 compared to other